right, so this is part two of our Feeling Burnt podcast.
Electric Boogaloo.
Shut up. really, we wanted to discuss, like, how sad we are.
This kind of started with an idea of how disillusioned we are with the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I think that that is a very fair complaint, because during the primaries, it came out that there was talk among the Democratic Party itself to downplay Bernie Sanders and to get Hillary Clinton into the nomination, which from a, like, Democratic, just, you know, hey, we're all voting Democratic, that's not right. That's not how it ought to work. Debbie Wasserman Schultz should not have been trying to get Hillary Clinton she shouldn't have been trying to get anyone the nomination. That's not what, like, should have been happening. It should have been like, oh, well, let's see who the people elect.
Yeah.
And, well, the people really liked Bernie.
Here's the thing about, like, the primaries with Bernie Sanders inspired people who would normally not be voting.
And would normally not be voting Democrat.
Yeah.
He got people to cross party lines.
People fucking believed in him. We laid a maybe not a revolution, that might be a strong word. I feel like that was more marketing on the Sanders campaign than anything. But we laid a movement at the Democratic Party's feet. And they told us we were stupid children.
We'd never win.
Yeah, we couldn't win. Like, fuck you. A reality TV star just kicked your candidate's ass.
Oh my God.
Fuck you.
He destroyed. And everyone was, like, not able to see it coming, because, like, we kind of didn't want to, but Hillary Clinton was not the shoo-in that we were led to believe that she was, because a lot of people hate her. A lot of Democrats hate Hillary Clinton. Those Democrats hate Harry Potter. Oh, no, he'd be a bad president.
Voldemort Trump.
There's so many people, so many independents and Democrats who just don't like Hillary Clinton. Mainly, I honestly think because she's a woman and she's held to, like, this just porcelain standard. But it the fact remains that a lot of people, I don't really like Hillary. And that counted against her in a huge way.
Well, not only that, the opposition fucking hated her. Like, I don't think Trump got, like, I mean, yeah, Trump mobilized, like, Trump inspired people to vote. I think hating Hillary really got people out to vote.
Undisputably. I got into a town hall, Breitbart News and Stormfront, which are all, like, very heavily Republican, right-leaning. Stormfront's, that's obviously a bunch of Nazis, so it's, like, not really fair to equate it with Breitbart. But those people hated Hillary Clinton. They called her Killery all the time, Hildebeest. Like, they just wanted absolutely nothing to do with her. And Bernie Sanders simply does not have that amount of vitriol pointed towards him.
Right. He had a place at the table for the disaffected white vote that Hillary, like, in policy had, but not culturally. And even if it was unfair because she's a woman, like, we're still dealing with an election that we don't want to lose, that we didn't want to lose.
Yeah, like, I shed tears, like, just because a woman was not president. Like, I think that it is wildly unfair and unjust that we've had 45 different men as president. And while thinking, like, oh, she should be president just because she's a woman, like, that's stupid, sure. But there should be a female president.
And she was that, like, she was so overqualified for it. Like, it's extremely unfair that she wasn't, but, like, we're not here to, like, we're not here to mourn. Like, I mean, like,
a little bit.
We're here to fucking win. Like, we're not here to, like, the thing about Bernie, it's like, oh, no, he's, like, one of the things I heard from Hillary supporters, like, oh, yeah, another old white man. And it's like, yeah, but the fucking policies, like, maybe he doesn't have policies, but the fucking ideals. He's mobilizing a youth movement. He raised the most, like, amount of political donations in this country's history. And the Democratic Party was like, well, you know what? They're on the left, so they're going to vote for us. And it was just like, no, the fucking arrogance, the hubris.
The Democrats in their fucking ivory tower. Like, just completely writing off disaffected white working class voters. They should know better. Like, they should have known better.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't just white working class voters. I feel like it was also, like, young, like young people of all color.
Yeah, college educated or, like, wanting to be.
Yeah. There was a ton of people under 25, younger than my age bracket.
I know, that
were
old.
That were so excited about Bernie Sanders and that didn't turn up to vote.
Yeah, I think that it could have been swayed. And Bernie Sanders was given a huge disservice
by the Democrats.
A huge disservice by the Democratic Party and by the media. Like, how often did you see Bernie Sanders on the news? Oh, yeah, so we don't have cable because, you know, we're not ancient. But
yeah, we don't prescribe to that, like, fucking ancient aliens technology.
But he was not represented by the media the same way that, like, Trump and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio...
And there's 15 others.
Oh my god, there's so many of them. And Hillary Clinton, like, the exposure means a lot. Like, for people who do not go out of their way to learn more about the country and politics, seeing someone's name all over the place is an effective way to get them to vote for that person.
There's also the issue of, like, I remember watching a video of, like, Bill Clinton blocking, like, a polling place.
Yeah!
And, like, the Democrats are, like, fucking crying about how, oh, there's voter suppression. But they're, like, totally willing to turn a blind eye when it happened against Bernie.
Yeah, Bill Clinton just showed up and was like, oh, hey, I'm kind of famous. And closed down polling for, like, 3 hours. But it was, like, quote-unquote legal.
And like, I don't, like, it could be legal, it could be illegal. What pisses me off is that, like, the fucking Hillary supporters during the primary were like, oh, the Bernie people are so toxic. Oh, the Bernie people are making this up. Like, and then they just fucking legitimize the same behavior that the right can use in the southern states against our LGBT, our people of color allies that would have voted for Hillary.
Mm.
And then they cry about it. It's like, fuck you. You enabled it. Like, you guys did this to us during the primaries, and you want us to be like, no, we're on your side?
Yeah.
Like, I 100% voted for Hillary, but I did it out of fear, and I did it begrudgingly.
Yeah, like, if it had been an actual choice, instead of the just bullshit, oh, well, all of the politicians are terrible, so you gotta choose the lesser of two evils option.
Like, yeah, sometimes you have to talk to Wall Street. Like, I really tried during the fucking general election not to rail against Hillary, like, because I didn't want to affect anybody's opinion of her.
Yep.
In a negative way. I kept my mouth shut. I, like, supported her, and I was told, you know, like, it's nice that you believe in Bernie Sanders. He's not gonna win. What we can do is we can do this one.
And we said, all right, good enough. It's way better than a Trump-Pence presidency, which I believe it would have been.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been so much better.
And I, like, 100 million times, I would vote for Hillary Clinton if the two choices, because that is, like, that's what happens. There are two choices. Maybe that will change, hopefully. I would vote for her every single time, because a Trump-Pence presidency is terrifying. But that's not the actual choice that I would want to make. Like, if my options are like, oh, well, you can have pizza or you can have a burger. And what I really want is sushi.
Mm-hmm. That's the right answer.
Like, if I'm not at a place that serves sushi, then yeah, I'll go with one of the options that's available. But the restaurant didn't, like, systematically make sure that no sushi would ever come into their restaurant. That was a bad analogy. I'm drunk.
Yeah, no, I think I know what you're saying. Like, you were given a choice. You knew that, like, it was hopeless to do third party. You weren't cynical enough to go with that to just, like, give up your vote in a protest vote. First off, like, would you say pizza and a hamburger?
Yeah.
Like, neither of those are Trump.
Well, I can fix it, though. Okay. So, if I'm with, like, a group of friends and I want sushi, but everyone else wants, like, Mexican food,
Yeah. Then
that's where we're going to go. And so my options then are going to be, like, a taco or a burrito. And I'm not going to have, like, sushi's probably not going to be a ceviche, maybe. But...
Depends on how nice the Mexican place.
Regardless, like, that's just not the place that we went to. We did not go to a place that serves sushi, so I have these options that are available to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's what my group of friends decided to do, and I'm not going to go eat sushi by myself. That's crazy.
You're not Dan. Like, you're going to watch a fucking video on your own.
Because that would just be, like, throwing away my meal as an option to socialize. So
even then, I get your analogy, but I would go get sushi.
Well, you love the shit out of sushi. You would, like, go get sushi at a protest.
Dude, I recently went on a business trip. Like, the food budget I had was like $100 a day. I didn't even get halfway to spending all of it, but about 40. Now, like, let me think. Yeah, about 40% of that budget squeezed, like, was about 30, like, it's like 30 to 20% of my time there, or the meals that I had, was in sushi.
It's true. He sent me pictures.
And this is a promise to the American people, I will post those pictures to our blog.
They're kind of beautiful.
There's one where there's, like, a little shrimp. He's so cute, and I bite his face off.
Just like he deserves.
Anyways, the hubris of the Democratic Party lost this election. For 3 years, the narrative has been that Hillary was going to be a shoo-in, that, you know, it's her time next. And when, like, Bernie, like, one of the attacks that Hillary made against Bernie Sanders was, like, he didn't support Obama in his second term. And Bernie was like, yeah, we should have more progressive opposition during a primary. We shouldn't just have one candidate run in a primary, even if they're the incumbent. And it's like, yeah, that's fucking democracy. Get the fuck over it, Hillary.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't support Obama. So? Good.
Like, yeah, like, why neither did I to? After the first fucking... I didn't even fucking vote for Obama in the second term. Like, fuck you. You didn't fucking close Gitmo. Like, yeah, you're a great president. Probably the best we're gonna have within the next fucking 20 years or something. Or at least four. But, like, you didn't come through on your fucking promises. And, yeah. Oh, I understand, like, politics is complicated, but the biggest obstacle I saw to him delivering on his campaign promises was that he also accepted money from vested interests. And, like, Bernie wasn't doing that.
Yeah.
And I could be completely wrong. Maybe if Bernie made it to the White House, it would be, like, status quo, normal as usual. But... aside from his intentions or his potential ability to change the system, he spoke to people in a way that created a passion and that would have brought them to the polls in a way that Hillary couldn't, whether that was because of sexism or her personality or her policies.
Or just how people viewed her, whether it was fair or not.
Yeah, it's just what was going to happen.
And, like, honestly, I cannot imagine at this point in time if, like, the coal industry or the oil industry came up to Bernie Sanders and was like, oh, we'll offer you $1 million bajillion if you want to, like, get rid of this agreement with that like, environmental French summit. It's, like, at this point in time, I do not believe that he would be like, okay, I'll do it for a bajillion dollars.
Yeah, like, he doesn't care. He's gonna die soon.
He doesn't give a shit. He's got enough money. He's comfortable. And, like, he's happy with that. Some people don't need more than that.
Yeah, some people don't need $20 million, Hillary Clinton.
Ugh. No, like, one really needs $20 million.
Yeah, like, it...
We're gonna be real. Like, you don't need more than one house.
Hillary couldn't have... If Bernie would have competed with Donald Trump, he could have railed the fuck out of him by saying, like, look, I'm a white working class person. My net worth is $300,000. A white working class person can get that net worth, like, at his age.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking easily. That's, like, that's a regular person that was born 100 years ago or whenever he was born. You know? Like vampires, they've been accumulating wealth forever. Like,
okay, I know this is kind of off topic, but I think it's kind of weird how old they all are. Like, yeah. Donald Trump is the oldest president we had. Being around 70, like, that's nuts.
Oh my god, I'm so happy, though. Like, I hope he lives to the end of his term, but, like...
Mike Pence is scary.
No, I don't want Mike Pence. What I'm saying is that, like, if he pulls a Putin... Putin was way younger when he pulled the Putin.
Like, Putin's got decades.
Yeah.
That guy is
virile. If Trump decides, like, hey, I'm gonna be a fucking monarch, like... Whatever.
No, 10 years later, you're dead.
Yeah, like, nobody gives a fuck. Like, you're gonna die. Your kids aren't gonna fucking take... I mean, I don't know. Oh, you aren't gonna win presidency. Like, whatever.
His idiot children.
But Ivanka's so nice.
Ivanka's really, really hot.
Yeah, I'd put my dick in her face.
That's not a reason to follow her policy. And that's, like, a big reason people like her. Because, like Trump said, you know, we just like beauty. We're drawn to beauty.
Hey, you know, you just gotta grab them sometimes. Reach out. You know when they say carpe diem?
Carpe pussy.
What's a fucking Latin word for pussy?
The Latin word vagina is for sword sheath. Wagina. Nice. I thought that was so nice. Great in high school.
That is amazing. Yeah,
everyone, read the Iliad and the Aeneid.
I still don't feel satisfied in the amount of bitching I've done about the Democratic Party.
Yeah, this wasn't cathartic.
No, I'm
still angry.
I feel like I still want to say more. I don't think it's going to happen tonight, but like...
Well, we can rest easy knowing that Debbie Wasserman Schultz got reelected.
Yeah.
That's great. It's great for her.
I mean, the ideal, like, the Democrats had an opportunity to practice the ideals that they preach.
You mean the ideals of democracy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they failed. They failed their constituents. They failed the Republican constituents who, like, demonstrably would have passed those partisan lines to vote for Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't a failure on white people. We all want to, like, blame white women, which is like, yeah, sure. That was terrible. That's just absolutely terrible and baffling. But it didn't have to be that way. And I think that, like, the real blame rests on the Democratic Party itself as an establishment. They ought to have known better. They're all fucking ancient.
Yeah.
But they had too much to gain from a possible Hillary presidency.
Yep. And, like, Michael Moore had it right. Donald Trump is a wrecking ball. And the now the only thing I can hope for, and, like, a little part of me, like, hoped he would win, not, like, for any longer than 10 seconds at a time, and not for more than, like, one or two times, but... Just because it's like, if you guys are going to stick with the establishment, like, fuck it. Just burn it down and let's fucking hope to God we wake up and pick something better next time.
Yeah, like, I'm really against the idea of, well, I voted for Donald Trump because I wanted to shake things up. Like, that whole phrase, shake things up, is retarded.
Yeah.
It's really stupid. I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, no, but... I'm against it too, but like, but the the optimist in me, if I'm going to see any hope out of this situation, it's that, like, maybe at least the establishment, like, gets rumbled. Like, he said he wanted to get the corruption out of Washington. If he can bully his way to taking lobbyists out of Washington, putting term limits on Congress, which is part of his 100-day plan.
Yeah.
Then, like, okay.
Yeah.
Do it. Some things scare the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Like, decreasing funding for sanctuary cities. Like, cutting off federal funding for sanctuary cities.
Like, that's terrifying because, like, we're in California, and our sanctuary cities...
drive our economy.
Yeah, they generate a lot of money for California and the rest of the United States.
That I think would be a critical mistake on their part.
Ooh, yeah.
There's the tradition in this country is like no taxation without representation.
Yeah, don't tread on us.
Yeah, and like we may be liberal and we may be peaceful, but that doesn't mean we've forgotten how to fight.
A lot of those pot growers own guns.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is that, like, we're peaceful a lot longer because we know that violence has a time and a place. And you may think we're pussies. You may think it, like... I don't know. If they start taxing us without giving anything back and California has to subsidize the rest of, like, the hate-filled, redneck, buttfuck, uneducated shits in this country, like...
More so than we already do, yeah. Because a lot of those red southern states are the largest recipients of welfare and other, like, quote-unquote entitlement programs.
Yeah, that they fucking hate. But they're willing to funnel money out of us.
Yeah.
Even if we get our asses kicked or whatever, like the long-term consequences that you no longer have a functioning, like you no longer have states functioning in your economy that can subsidize your dumb fucking ignorant ways.
Yeah. I feel like there are some upshots to a Trump presidency where, like, you know, just being a human person, you have to kind of reconcile with your defeat and try to find the silver lining. But, A, if he's right, like, he wanted to make America great again, like, well, fucking prove it. Like, do it. That's awesome. That's amazing. If, like, that actually happens, and great is a hugely subjective term, but if people are able to make more money and afford to go to college and all that, that's awesome. That's wonderful. If everything, like, blows up in their faces and it doesn't work, that's also kind of a win. Like, it's a bummer that there's this whole pendulum of, like, oh, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, where you're just kind of cleaning up messes. But at least then it would, like, give you a little bit of clout on the internet to be like, see, this was wrong. Like, this, it didn't work. It demonstrably did not work.
Yeah.
And if there's nuclear holocaust, like, I'm so in favor of that.
You're stupid.
I know.
The one thing about, like, the pendulum thing, it's like, it swings one way, it swings the other. When it swings to the right, you're looking at, like, fascism and authoritarianism. When it swings to the left, you're looking at the same thing, but with healthcare, education, and like, food. And
you know, the last time there was, like, a Republican president and Congress and Senate?
No.
1928. You know what happened after? The Great Depression.
God.
Like, you know, causation and correlation aside, it's kind of worrisome.
God damn it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just history. It's not like everything happens in a pattern. It
happened.
It happened so long ago, it's like it never even happened at all.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. It's not time.
It was all different back then. People didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, people are saying that, like, because there's such a social media presence that, like, global change and atrocity can't happen. Bullshit.
Like, what? No.
Yeah, that's a counter argument to the, like, idea that all of these kind of seemingly little things, like Putin taking power, Britain breaking off because of, like, racist reasons. I mean, basically, because of racist reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, that can influence other parts of the EU to break off. And, I mean, Europe had been at war with itself forever. And the EU helped create a time of peace. But everyone on all the bigots are getting really incensed by these different parts happening. And it can lead to another terrible thing. Because that's just, you know, what has happened before.
Yeah, I mean, like, my like, the only thing I kind of take comfort in is that, like, I was young when things were still peaceful.
You were a summer child.
Yeah, like, not a kid, but, like, I mean, I got to fuck lots of women. I got to live in a peaceful time, relative. Oh, like, man. I wasn't drafted for anything.
I had so much free birth control.
Yeah, like,
I love Planned Parenthood.
I spent my early 20s under, like a liberal-ish government. Like, yeah, the world needs a lot of fixing. But if the pendulum swings really hard in the other direction, the quality of life for the people who are now turning 18, 19, 20, they're not going to have as much fun.
And, I mean, we came of age during a recession. It's not like it was a golden age for us, like, after World War II.
Yeah.
Like, I graduated from high school in 2007, right when it was collapsing. And it was, like, we're still looking back fondly. Like, oh, well, we had all of these programs that helped us.
Yeah.
Which are possibly going to be defunded. And that's terrifying. Defunding Planned Parenthood is terrifying if you care at all about women and children.
Yeah.
Like, point blank. They don't perform that many abortions. It's like 1% of what they actually do when they provide low cost or free healthcare for women and children. And men. Like, not exactly as much, but I know a lot of men who have gotten, like, free health screenings.
I've gotten tested STD there screenings. Many times, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go get tested. It's going to be Planned Parenthood.
Men have children also. Both of them will, like, benefit from Planned Parenthood.
They come out of our thighs.
Children are from the thigh and women are from the rib.
It was like Dionysus. Thigh birth. Anyways.
Like, we didn't come of age in a golden age, and it was still hardly, better yeah. than what is being predicted.
Yeah.
But you know what? Trump, fucking prove us wrong. Please, for the love of God, prove us wrong and make America great again, like, objectively.
Yeah, and, I mean, even if you do, like, the people that voted for you are going to be on Atlantis by the time the next election cycle comes up. So fucking cool, whatever.
Fuck you, Florida. Get out of here. You
fucking assholes. All right, thanks for listening to Nerdy Bored and Almost 30. We'll probably revisit this subject, but I think we're not going to record a part 3 tonight.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Good night. I hope you're not, like, a not white male. Otherwise, you could be in trouble.
Don't die!
Yeah, like, fucking stay safe. No, you be whatever you want. I don't care. Bye.